Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning.
Wow, welcome back to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I always say this all the time. I tell people to stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. That's important when I tell, it's about motivation. And I don't know if I can motivate people to understand how valuable they are. And when I say that is that I get up every day at 4:30 a.m. A lot of people go, ooh. And meaning when I say that time, the average person go, ooh, every day? Well, that's part of my plan. So if you have a plan, because I have to get up at that time, because if I get up at 6, then I realize that at 4:30, I get up, I kind of stumble around the house, I pick up a newspaper. Nobody's bothering you at 4:30 in the morning. I watch a TV show I want to watch. I can just make some food that I want to eat. So set your time to make you win. And so my next guest is a guy that, first of all, his energy is beautiful. If you still have questions about banking, about financial, he's a financial motivator. But I love the reason I love him. Let me introduce him right quick. Again, our call number is 404-880-9255. That's 404-880-9255. My next guest is Ash Cash. He is one of the nation's top financial educators, personal finance expert, business coach, motivational speaker, former 15-year banking executive, and the author of many books, including 4 Amazon.com bestsellers. I ain't even read one book. Yeah, wrote one of them.
Oh, we got to change that.
Okay, I know. He has been featured on many media outlets such as CNN, The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, American Banker, CNBC, TheStreet.com, Black Enterprise, Essence Magazine, and Ebony. He is dubbed as the financial motivator. He uses a culturally responsive approach in teaching financial literacy, wealth building, and entrepreneurship. Above all his credentials, accolades, and titles, Ash is simply known for helping people maximize their full potential. That's what we do here. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Ash Cash.
Hey, brother, thank you for having me.
Look at that voice.
Man. I'm so excited because I'm in the presence of a legend. Then I got to hear a legend on the phone, man. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Well, Ash, you know, our relationship has been unique because we've seen each other from afar.
Yes.
And then when we met each other, we fell in love like brothers.
Absolutely.
And that whole approach was tied to your whole world is about helping people. people. Yes. But the thing I like about you, because I the reason I brought you on the show with Dr. George T. Frazier, is that he's a technical guy. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you can get lost in his technical style of teaching. Yeah. Well, you are a common sense. And there's no negative on Dr. George T. Frazier, but you break it down as such a common natural way that doesn't throw fear into people.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, it's funny because you mentioned I was a 15-year banking executive. So first and foremost, I grew up in the projects, right? Growing up in the projects, really didn't have money, hustler, packing bags at eight, selling mixtapes and t-shirts. So I know that entrepreneurial life. But I was fortunate to get into banking, and I started at 19 years old and did everything in banking, from personal banker, private banker, branch manager, CEO of a credit union, right? And what I realized when I was a private banker, I was managing money for wealthy individuals, and they had a team. Mm-hmm. But then I thought about my people back at home, and I said, we don't even got one person teaching us about money. So right. I said, in the words of the Honorable Sean Carter, Jay-Z, there's much bigger issues in the world I know, but I first had to take care of the world I know. And so for me, I said, listen, if I'm a guy who's from the neighborhood, I understand hip hop, I understand the language, I understand, what we need from our community. And, I was able to make it to the C-suite in from a banking perspective. Mm-hmm. What if I just took that knowledge and I brought it back to our people and as they say, put the medicine in the candy.
Right.
And that's been my life. Like, that is my life mission, is exactly what Dr. Frazier was saying, was really, closing that wealth gap specifically for our people, because we have, everything that we need to live the best possible life. We just need the education, and we need that education in a way that we can understand it. And then once we understand it, then there's no excuse why we're not implementing it.
Cool. We have a call here, Chantel in Marietta, Georgia. You have a question about investment. Please welcome to the show. You're on the air line with me right now. I'm interviewing Ash Cash, and of course, I'm Rashawn McDonald. What do you have to say, Chantel? What's your question?
How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, thanks, Chantel,
for having me. I'm curious. I've been listening for you all a couple of days now, just hear about young people getting educated and taking a chance and investing. I'm curious. I've been doing I have a 9-to-5, work for a government, but the passive income and in between, just trying to find my niche. I keep doing these quick little schemes, I guess, of maybe DoorDash or Instacart, or trying to make just that income in between instead of check to check. My next endeavor, I'm curious about taking a chance with investing for ATMs, and if you think it's profitable. I am in the Marietta, outside Atlanta area, and I just have the goal for one after the next, and then it grow.
Okay. Let me cut you off a little bit right quick, because you said a word that I don't ever want you to use when you're talking about your investment, the word scheme.
Yes.
See, when that came out, I'm going to let Ash Cash talk, but I had to.
No, we're on the same wavelength. Yeah. You got it.
When she said scheme, I said, I've never used the word scheme planning my financial future.
Right.
I'm afraid that the law going to come in through the back door and the front door.
I'm sorry, I'll rephrase hustle.
Well, I don't do that hustle talk.
That's not better either. Here's the thing is that, focus on what you really want to focus on, and not necessarily the money aspect of it, right? Because like you said, you have the 9-to-5, right? And then now you're trying to find another way to create passive income. I have been in that same spot before, and I have been in your spot where I was trying different things, put my hand in this, hand in that. And the thing that happened was I said, you know what? Forget the money. Right. Meaning that if I'm only chasing money, then I am wasting my time, because money's going to come and go. You're going to realize that money's going to come and go. But if you chase after something that you are aligned with, not hustling, right? Not a scheme, but I want you to be aligned with what you're doing. Right. So I'll give you an example. So for me, I said, hey, I want to educate people, but me educating people, I said, how am I going to pay? I got married. I got two kids. How am I going to pay the bills by just educating? But my passion, I was going to inner city schools. I was teaching financial literacy. And I said, how can I turn my passion into a business, right? Not a side hustle, not a scheme, but an actual business. And then I said, oh, let me write a book. Then I said, let me go to schools and become a speaker. Let me go career. Yeah. Right. And I think that that's what you need to find out first and foremost, is what are you passionate about? Mm-hmm. And does that passion feel a need? And how can you feel that need? Once you do that and you start making money, then let's start talking about how we could take that money, like Dr. Frazier said, and start investing it in different vehicles so that money could grow. But if you're after the money first, I personally wouldn't say to do that. I would say find that passion, find how you that passion could fill a need. And once you have that need filled and you start making money from it, now take some of that money and start investing it in other places so it could grow.
And I'm gonna just follow this up, Chantel. Money is interesting. Money is really interesting because it makes people make bad decisions and good decisions. Okay. Bad decision is that if you invest something that you can't lose. And a lot of people don't understand that. See, you can invest if your time is valuable, which it should be. People invest there, but they don't understand that investment that you can lose. You can't get time back. Mm. And so when you put it out there, and so people understand that money is the same thing. And so I run the opportunity route too. I would tell people all the time. I said, when I go in the grocery store, my goal has always been I just buy what I want. I technically don't even look at the price. Now, I do shop with coupons. If I have some coupons, I go in there and make sure if I got two eggs or 75 cents off of some milk, or I will do that. That's when I'm looking for a price. But technically, I'm just going in there. But I'm also a guy who will take advantage of an opportunity. And I'm just telling you is that just reframe your thought process. Don't use words like hustle. Don't use words like scheme, because you need to articulate your conversation to people who appreciate the value of a plan. And right now, just put your plan in action. Realize your time is an investment, and then you should outline your time with a schedule. And that schedule has to be consistent. And when it's consistent, like I said earlier, I get up at 4:30 every day, Monday through Friday. That's my winning time. Your winning time might be 5:30. Your winning time might be 6:30. But what your winning time can be 4:30 on Tuesday, 6 o'clock on Wednesday, 7 o'clock on Thursday, 3 o'clock on Friday. Your body and your mind will be whack. And so I just want you to understand that. Thank you for calling the show today. But call back and be a friend of the show, because what we want to do here is elevate your thought process to know that you can win by getting information off our show, Money Making Conversation, and you can win by listening to WCLK. Is that all right, Chantel?
Most definitely. I guess I want to say be able to put back into my 401. My dad had to break it down. I was clueless and didn't know that investing into your 401 is not only coming out of a paycheck. I didn't know that it could just come out of your pocket and be put back into investing and retiring. I was new to that. Like, oh, really? I wasn't just made aware. You know, you don't learn these things in high school and all. My passion is to have the business and to have different entities under it. That would be my and to help out others, you know, where I can, maybe we can split and go on to the next ATM or the next endeavor. I want to give back as well, or, you know, kind of put somebody onto, you know, a business as well, so they're able to also make passive income.
Yeah, and the one thing I would say, Chantel, is really about the research, you know, because whatever you focus on, there's somebody right now who's making millions of dollars by selling plastic pens, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's really what you focus on, and so understanding what it's going to take to invest in the ATM business, you know, what time you have to dedicate to it, and then also you know what the returns are, and if you're willing to do what it takes, or are you going to have to hire someone? So really, as Rashawn mentioned, it's really the plan and making sure you have the plan first. And then once you have the plan and once the plan is sound and it's viable, I would say execute.
Execute with the whole idea that you cannot lose. But if you lose, don't let it traumatize you.
Absolutely.
Because I have lost. I have lost. And I tell people all the time, that's why I always try to share my flaws when I talk to people. Because if you look at a person who always says that he's successful all the time, he's lying. Right. And if you look at a person who doesn't want to share their flaws, stop talking to him. And I want to thank you, Chantel, for calling the show Money Making Conversations.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations solutions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I got people talking, saying my number for me, saying my name, Money Making Conversations. Dr. George C. Frazier, he blew it up. Information is available on moneymakingconversation.com about him. moneymakingconversation.com. Information is available by him. If you go to the contact area and fill that out, we'll definitely send the information over to him. Like he said, did he say eight decades.
Well, knowledge and wisdom.
Well, you know, we're not 8 decades.
Not yet.
But we want to get there. But my Ash Cash, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, you're one of the nation's top financial educators, personal finance expert, business coach, and motivational speakers. And that whole motivational speaking part is what I want to get into right now, because so many people want to hear the word, like in church now. Mm-hmm. They want to hear the Bible. Mm-hmm. So many people want to hear how to be successful, but don't want to put the work in or follow the rules of the Bible.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the financial world that you're in. People come up to you, take photos with you, say, man, how can I? They want to give you their business card. Mm-hmm. What frustrates you most when people don't do what you're advising them to do? Because you can't tell them what to do. You have to advise them.
Yeah. I think the most frustrating part is just people complaining. you know, because here's the deal. Because we all have a choice, right? Being broke is difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being successful is difficult. You just got to choose the difficult that you want. And so if you choose the difficult that says, hey, I'm going to be broke, I'm not going to know how to, you know, take care of my family, I'm gonna worry about how to make ends meet and things of that nature, and there's somebody who's taking time to show you, you know, how to do that, how to get to the next level of life, mm-hmm. And just to, you know, be somebody who is taking up that knowledge and not implementing, mm-hmm. I think that's the most frustrating part, because there's a lot of people out there that want the information, who would love to have somebody give them the information, mm-hmm. and so if you are you know wasting time, you're in the way of somebody else who is willing to implement. So other than that, I think that's the frustrating part. But the truth of the matter too is, I also know that it doesn't happen overnight, right?
Right.
And so I know that there are people who, you know, what we're saying is shaking up their mindset, right? Like Dr. Frazier says, don't waste your time on savings, right? He didn't say that verbatim, but he's saying, listen, you are wasting your time on, you know, if you're saving your money.
0.5%.
Right? 0.5%, right? So it's not even 1%. It's 0.5%, right? And so as a former 15-year banking executive, I approve that message. But you got to think, right? You got to think. In our neighborhood, that like that's what they told us. They said, go to work, work hard, save your money.
Right.
But if you save your money, you're losing money. And I think that, you know, it's a whole big paradigm shift that's happening. And so I get it. We're shaking up people's world. That's all they knew. They grandmothers and parents are telling them, save, 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 save. Mm-hmm. And now the paradigm is, invest, invest, invest. Mm-hmm. And so people might not get it on the first time. And so for me, I'm happy that the conversations are happening. The money-making conversations are happening. And I know eventually we just got to make it. We got to keep having the conversation until it becomes cool.
Like what Chantel was talking about, the 401k. You know, your employer pays some, she pays some. Mm-hmm. Take it out of your check, $50 a month. It adds up in a big way. I got Eric from Chambly. He has a basic investment conversation question. Eric from Chambly. You're on the call with Rashawn McDonald and financial guru and motivator, Mr. Ash Cash. What's your question?
Okay. I'm an artist, and I also want to try to work on licensing my art and promoting it, but mm-hmm. that's my passion to make money. Mm-hmm. But I don't, all the things that you're talking about, I don't know anything about. I don't know the basics of it, you know, to say, okay, I'm going to add water and sugar and I can start making a money cake.
Yeah. So Eric, thank you for that. Yeah. Now for sure. And thank you for that vulnerability. Right. What I would say is this, I would say, make sure that you have a financial plan. And what does that mean? You know, when you get paid, and whatever you do, whether you still have a 9-to-5, whether it's your art, whenever you get paid, what I want you to do is put a certain amount aside, right? And so whether it's 30%, 20%, 10%, find out an amount that you're comfortable with, put that aside. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to start building what I like to call your financial freedom fund. And what that means is start to build up an account that's 6 to 8 months of expenses, right? And so we're not saying mm-hmm. savings accounts are bad. We're saying they're actually good because they can save you, you know, in case of an emergency. So start building a financial freedom fund. But then also what you need to start doing is after you, or while you're building that financial freedom fund, the truth of the matter is that no one's going to become financially free if they don't invest, if they don't change their relationship with money. Because right now our relationship is that we're going to work hard for money. But the true relationship should be money should work hard for you. And the only way that happens is if you invest, right? And so as you're building your financial freedom fund, start to put money aside that you're going to start investing. And the good thing about doing it every time you get paid is that you're not just taking a lump sum. You're doing what's called dollar cost averaging. So whether you're investing in crypto, if you're investing in the stock market, whatever you're investing in, you're actually doing it on a periodic basis. And as you do it on that periodic basis, it's actually going to grow for you. But the number one thing before you invest a dollar is to understand, you know, to have the information, the knowledge on how to invest. And so there are tons of podcasts out there. Lot of, you know, financial shows out there. There are free resources on YouTube that can actually teach you the basics of how to get into it. I would start there, and then you start to build from there.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say this.
On my end right now, uh-huh. I've got a little bit of money sitting in a drawer doing nothing.
I hope it's not sitting in a drawer. It's not really in a drawer, is it? It's not really
in a drawer.
Okay, cool. We really need to talk offline. And don't let nobody track this phone either. Because I don't need to be on Channel 5 tonight because somebody did a 69 on my number.
You said it's doing, I'm saying this money is doing nothing. It's only like $1,500, but it's doing nothing.
Right, but that's money though. There could be something. Did you not hear what just take $300 and go to cryptocurrency? I just want to give this advice to you and everybody because we want to go to some more callers, and I thank everybody for calling in on the show, and especially thank you because you're being honest about yourself. And the only way you can move ahead is being honest about your situation. What always drives me is about people who go to church, they tithe. Which, see, God teaches you how to save. He gives you the discipline to save, but you do it for the church, but you don't do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. So you take that same discipline. So when I tell people who are in the church, put a little money aside, they look at me like, I ain't got no money. Mm-hmm. But you got money for church, though. So I'm telling you, take that same principle, that same discipline that you have for church and apply it to yourself. And you'll win twice. The God blessing and the personal blessing. That's all I'm saying. And so if you take advantage of that knowledge that we're trying to give you, and what you want to win with is that I value your call. I value your knowledge. But the discipline is what most people make a mistake on. And I just wanted to do a shout out to the people who go to church, to the people who do tithe. Those are the same people. And you know, Ash will tell you, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I don't know how I'm going to pull together $20 a week when you give $20 to the church every week. And that's $40. All I'm saying is $50 a month. Yeah. So you can get to that $50. And so all I've ever said and all Ash Cash is always saying is common sense. That's why I love this brother. He talks from a common sense perspective. Now we have Donald in Conyers. He's a disabled veteran. How you doing? And thank you for serving our country. How you doing, Donald?
I'm good. How are you, Rashad?
I'm really good. You're on the call with Ash Cash. And, of course, I'm Rashawn McDonald.
Peace, Donald.
What's your question?
Yes, I was asking, as a veteran on a fixed income, mm-hmm. how would I get into the game? I'm unemployable, so I'm not able to work. Mm-hmm. I just get fixed income every month. So how would I be able to get into that and not injure myself financially to take care of my other financial obligations?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and thank you for your service. So what I would say is similar to what I was telling Mr. Eric, was really, you know, really about, you know, taking money from the side, right? And what happens is, though, when you are on a fixed income, there's only two ways, right, that you could, or three ways to increase your bottom line. You either decrease expenses, increase your income, or do both things, right? And so if you're on a fixed income, what I would say is the first thing is to look at your expenses and see, you know, what ways that you could cut back some, right? What ways can you...
I can't really hear you.
I said what ways that you could cut back on expenses,
okay.
Because as you're all as right. you're cutting back on expenses, you now make way for some income, and then you use that income, because what happens is this: once you cut back, and even if you're cutting back on expenses, it doesn't have to be permanently; it could be temporarily, so that way you can gain, you know, some money to invest. And while you're investing and making your money work for you, and that money starts to grow, now you're building money that you have access to that you could either put back into the investment and let it keep growing, or if you wanted to supplement that expense, you can. But so I would say start with decreasing your expense. See what, you know, what things you're spending money on that could potentially be decreased, and then, you know, start to look into investing money.
And I'm gonna add this to you: a lot of people don't realize that sometimes you don't try to invest by yourself. Get a group of people together and start educating yourself. Four or five people. If you got $50, that means five of y'all have $250. Mm-hmm. That can be invested as a group. Now you're investing $250, so you're not investing your $250. Plus, you have other people doing research for you, also investing their time, because their $50 means something to you. So I would say take the advice that Ash gave you, but also if you have some people, don't get in the game quick. There's no rush. What bothers me about people, they get a certain age, they feel like, yeah, I gotta hurry up and get there. No, I don't care if you're 60, yeah, 70, yeah. 80. Take your time.
Yeah.
If you rush life, right, life will end for you because you're in a hurry. Mm. I am not in a hurry to do nothing. I drive slow. I eat fast, though. I do eat fast, though, because I come from a big family. Six sisters, two brothers. When you come from a big family, you learn to eat fast, brother. But I tell you this, you're a blessing in this conversation, because you're the typical person who comes in who says, I don't have enough. Well, you do if you have friends, if you have relatives who are willing to sign a contract. Don't ever just give somebody your money.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. Oh, yeah. I fired my brother, fired my sister. I fired a lot of relatives because I went down that route, thought they loved me, and then they didn't want to show up for work. So I know what you have to do to get people committed. But all I want to do is thank you for calling on the show. We'll be back next week. But again, this is Money Making Conversation Live. I appreciate you, man, because of the fact that WCLK is giving me a live opportunity to talk about this. Opportunity to give you information. And I have an Ash Cash on the show, and the dean, the guru, you know, Dr. George C. Frazier on the show, is me. That's all a blessing. Thank you, and we'll be here next week. Money Making Conversation, Rashawn McDonald.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.